Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Beastie Boys, you got to fight for your right to party. 96.3 KKLZ, hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 6:04. Carla, it's Thursday morning.
Yes, it is. Next in line, people, line up for tomorrow we drink. Or that's, tonight.
Or tonight.
or now. I don't really care. Doesn't matter to me.
Why put it off any longer
exactly.
than we have to?
Exactly. Mike, some days my biggest accomplishment is just not falling over when I put my pants on.
Mm-hmm.
Today, not one of those days. Went right down this morning. Right on down. Just pulling the pants up. What the heck?
You know, you do that first thing in the morning, and that basically sets the tone for the whole day.
Oh, it sure did. Jeez, man. Luckily, I went towards the bed. I'm like,
had a little cushion then.
Yes, exactly. Man, alive.
For those people that have the video portion of this radio program, you'll notice we're wearing purple today.
Yep.
It's Worldwide Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day today.
Yes, it is.
So we have our purple on, and if you're going to work in the next couple of hours or so, just do us a favor and wear purple.
Why not? Yeah, it's a great color, too, by the way. I love the purple. And, you know, we have a dear friend who lost her husband to pancreatic cancer. I lost an aunt. I lost another very dear friend. She was like our second mom, me and my brothers, Dorothy. So it hits home, and it's probably the worst form of cancer. They're all bad, but the worst. We're just kind of wanting to kick cancer's butt, really.
Representing this morning. So if
that,
we appreciate it. We thank you very much. Sunshine today. This is when it starts getting nice again.
Yeah.
Right for the weekend. Sunshine high today, 71. 71 the high tomorrow and through the weekend. Should be very nice. It's 44 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, they fell in love because of Jim Carrey, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll find out who that is, plus some other stories after Foreigner and Hot-Blooded.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Netflix has canceled the Tony Danza series, The Good Cop. Maybe the fact that you didn't even know there was a Tony Danza series called The Good Cop is why.
I didn't want to say anything, but
what?
What show is that? When did that come out?
Yeah, that's being canceled.
Oh.
I don't know of a lot of shows that actually get canceled on Netflix. No disrespect. I like Tony Danza, but didn't know it was even on.
Mm.
In the new A&E documentary that airs Sunday night, it's on Monica Lewinsky and the affair with Bill Clinton. She talks about the first time that Bill Clinton actually noticed her.
He spent time sort of standing there and held my hand longer than he should have and gave what others have described as the full Bill Clinton. It feels as if you're the only person standing there.
I have heard that many times about people who worked with him, congressmen, senators.
I would agree.
Yeah, and you met him.
I saw him speak publicly.
Right.
Actually, I shouldn't say publicly. It was a private thing. And the last time he came to Vegas as president.
Right.
And he truly was an amazing public speaker.
Yeah.
That actually, like she just said, made you feel like he was talking directly to you.
Right.
And then when we met him in our private moment, he's just that guy that can do that. He is amazing. Whether you like him or not, I'm not saying.
Absolutely.
My political affiliation, but I will tell you, he is one of those guys that speaks to you and makes you feel like it's just you and me.
Right. My friends Chris Monica, they went to a function last year. It was funny because Chris said, it was great meeting him. He took a picture with everyone. He said he was truly friendlier to Monica than he was to me. Well, that's the full Bill Clinton right there.
Now, the partner I was working with at the time said the same thing.
Sure.
In fact, she said I would have done him and kept my mouth shut, but that's just me.
Same here, Monica. That was the problem. She was too young. She was too young to keep her mouth shut.
Really?
Well, she did actually keep her mouth shut. Not in the literal sense at times, but in the literal sense, and then somebody else came out.
Right. And there are those people that can do that, that have that magic.
Oh, absolutely.
So he was just one of them.
Well, Danica Patrick says that Aaron Rodgers has that magic. She gave a motivational speech yesterday in North Dakota. She said Aaron initially flirted with her by using movie lines, Mike, from Dumb and Dumber.
And that just swept her off her feet.
It did.
Wow.
She said he was putting out the vibe, Dumb and Dumber, lines from that. She said, and I actually just thought, you know what, this guy's really funny.
Yeah.
And they kind of became friends. And over about a year, they kept in touch. And she and him just finally, it was like, well, something's going on here. And, of course, they've been together ever since. Very happy, very much in love. And she loves good movie lines. And so he definitely picked the right ones. Dumb and Dumber, guys. Dumb and Dumber.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah. That is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Paul Powell.
Will you be the one to find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock? Well, guess what? It's our big party tonight.
Yes!
Silverton, got details coming up. Steve Miller Band. Looking forward to tonight.
Yes.
5 to 7, going to be out at the Shady Grove Lounge, Silverton Casino Hotel.
Our
5th annual Jingle Bell Rock kickoff party. So you can see the rock, lift the rock up, take a picture with the rock. You know, be one with the rock before we hide it next month. Tito's Handmade Vodka handing out free libations. First ones on the house. Ladies, you drink free anyways.
Huh.
Yeah, we stepped it up this year. Free appetizers.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And five lucky winners to get an Aaron Layla Jewelers $100 gift card. So, not doing anything after work. Show up over at the Silverton Shady Grove Lounge. Looking forward to it. 5 to 7. You had mentioned Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Using lines from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that movie. It's hot, apparently.
Hitting on Danica Patrick.
Yep. I know. That was what he won her over with, by the way. John, she says, I thought, what, this is a funny guy. Love the movie.
And I see him, playing football. He doesn't strike me when you look at him. I don't know about you, John. He just doesn't strike me as a funny guy.
No.
I have a feeling he has that dry sense of humor, but he's got those eyes. Oh,
you think he's sexy?
I think he's really sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
With his helmet on or off?
Yeah, well, with his helmet. Either way, those eyes of his are just piercing. Just piercing. They really are. Yeah. I don't think there's anything ugly about that boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why would you think that he's good looking? I mean,
he just looks like a dumb quarterback to me.
Oh, see, he doesn't to me. I would never look at him and say you're a quarterback. I would look at him and think he was, I don't know.
See, Tom Brady, I get.
Some sort
good looking guy.
Yeah, Tom Brady's cute. He's cute.
Okay.
But I think Aaron Rodgers.
Clearly, we differ in men.
Well, yeah, we do. We do. Not so much the other side, but in men, we definitely do. Yeah.
The only reason I bring this up, last time we had Jeff Daniels, who starred in Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, yeah.
We asked him, we said, out of all the things that you have done, award-winning things you have done on the big screen, small screen, whatever, what is it you're most noted for when people see you in the airport or at the grocery store? And here's what he said.
You know, for a lot of years, it was Dumb and Dumber. You know, all you can really, I mean, some of these people are absolutely passionate about how much the movie means to them. You know, it's their Citizen Kane.
Is that wild?
Yeah, you just kind of go, well, I'm glad the movie spoke to you. What do you say? But that's okay. It made people laugh. And that was the mission, and it was accomplished.
It made people
laugh.
It spoke to you.
Yeah.
Glad it spoke to you.
It made Danica Patrick laugh. Listen, I give Aaron Rodgers all the credit in the world. Way to go, dude. Using the funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Instead of using the money.
Yes.
Nicely done. Plenty of sunshine today. Carla going to be nice today, tomorrow, and right through the weekend.
Fine by me.
Low 70s, they say, the high, which is about perfect.
The McKinney out again.
44 now, and just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school. Get to that after Don Henley. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, today is, of course, the Great American Smokeout, so hopefully you're putting those cigarettes down at least for today.
Do people still do the rubber band?
I don't know.
Remember?
I think some people may do that and snap themselves whenever they think about having a cigarette. I don't know if that's effective or not. I don't know.
I never smoked either.
Yeah, nope. So I don't know, and I know it's one of the hardest things on earth to quit, so I hope if you can put them down today. They say if you can quit for a day, that you're well on your way.
Okay.
So do it. It's also National Clean Out Your Fridge Day today.
Ugh.
So You know what? If you're nervous about quitting smoking, dig around in there.
Just start eating anything in the fridge.
Exactly. Or just see what the oldest thing is that you have in there. Jeez.
Jody's a stickler about foods in the fridge. Like, she'll say, hey, if you're not going to eat this, I got to throw it out because I made it like a week ago.
Right. Right.
And I'm the guy that says, well,
it's
really?
Still good, right? It should still be good.
All right, don't throw it out. I'm going to eat it later today or maybe tomorrow morning.
There was something trending on Twitter yesterday because of this, and people were finding the oldest things in their refrigerator, and it was gross. It was gross. People had, like, soggy cucumbers, like beer from 20 years ago, things like that.
You know what? Before you move on to your next item.
Yeah.
What is the oldest thing you've ever found in your fridge?
Yeah, go to your fridge. Check it out this morning.
Right now.
Do it. Yeah, do it. 702-739-9636. Let us know what the oldest item is in your fridge. You know you have something in there that's been
or that you've
time.
Ever found in your fridge.
Right.
Maybe
right.
You're cleaning it out one day and you found a wrinkly old tomato.
Oh, my God. When did I not get rid of this? Yeah. I did that the other day.
All right. Do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, I like that. I love it. Sam's Club giving away, speaking of food, 1,500 tons of free Thanksgiving samples. They're setting up all their sample stations tomorrow. They start doing this with all the Thanksgiving stuff. So if you're there this weekend, plan on standing in line.
It's going to be a madhouse.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And you know what? Another place has turned down the Olympics. Calgary has turned down the 2026 Winter Olympics. They just don't think, a lot of places now don't think it's worth the cost because afterwards it just doesn't sustain like it used to.
So what was it yesterday? John Schaefer told us it was Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, up in northern Nevada.
That said, thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to do it.
Got to put out a lot of money. You make a lot for a while, and then that just stops. So that's it. What's in your fridge, though? What is in your fridge? The oldest thing or the oldest thing you've run across recently? 702-739-9636. Talk or text.
724 on National. What is it? National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day today.
Yes, it is. We have a few people, and this is actually considered to be the most, the oldest thing in most people's refrigerator. Darcy says, I have buttermilk ranch salad dressing from 2012. Oh. So most people have some sort of salad dressing sitting in their fridge. Yeah.
Does that not ever go bad or something?
Well,
or?
It does. You should probably get rid of that, you know. After
we just wanted to know what was the oldest thing. The oldest thing you ever found in your fridge.
Yeah. James says bottled water from 2002 when we moved. They moved from New Jersey to Wisconsin at the time. They still got that bottled water.
You know what? We had, I forget what it was, tonic? Or club soda.
Right.
And I didn't think it ever expired, but
right.
Jody was making a drink for somebody, and she goes, this is from like 8 years ago.
Oh, wow, no.
And I said, well, is it still, shake it up and see if it fizzes.
See if it fizzes, yeah. And you shook it and just went, ow,
she goes,
ow,
yes. She flipped the bottle around, and I guess it does have an expiration date.
Oh, my God. Somebody else has a jar of... A jar of pickles from 2003.
Nice.
What are you doing with those? Man, alive.
That might be a winner.
Wow. I actually have a can of cat food from 2011. Never opened, by the way. Okay, that's good. Oh, God, this is just gross.
So you just chucked that? I mean...
I mean, I would think so. Yeah, I'd probably throw out the
or do you test it on the
food as well. Yeah, test it on the cat. Yeah, there you go.
Because there's some stuff that I find in our fridge.
Yeah.
And like I said, Jody's a real stickler about stuff.
Yeah.
And she'll throw it out. I'll say, well, how bad could it be?
Well, yeah.
There's nothing growing on it.
Then
I'll take a little bite and go, okay, not bad.
Tommy says, I have a carton of milk that apparently expired on October 15th. Still seems to be good.
Ooh,
it's in
the
fridge.
Don't.
How bad can it be, Mike? How bad?
Milk is like the worst.
Taste it, Tommy.
Because not only does it taste bad, it smells bad.
It's awful. Ooh.
So even if it's like the day before the expiration date,
mm-hmm.
because I swallowed some bad milk, and now I'm all paranoid about it.
Oh,
so.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, good job, people. Clean out that fridge.
I know, too. Please.
It's Journey, Wheel in the Sky. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. I want to throw this out there. This happened over the weekend for parents or even grandparents. our grandson Ethan, who's only six. We play games with him now, and one of the games I think we played was Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Pop the dice and move.
Pop the dice. Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, we're playing this game, and he pops the dice, moves a certain amount of spaces, and ends up winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's happy. Yay, Ethan. And he's excited. However, I noticed that he skipped a space when he won. And I told my wife, Jody, I said, you know, in all actuality, he really didn't win because he skipped a space.
Right.
And she goes, why didn't you say something?
Yeah.
I said, what am I going to say? He's six. Who cares? Aww. She goes, Mike, it's not that, but he has to learn that people, he has to be accountable.
Well,
and my daughter, his mother overheard, said the same thing. Dad, you can't just let him win because he's six.
Yeah.
I'm with them.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I used to. With my nephews, I would play, and my brother or my mom would be like, well, take it easy. Let him win once in a while. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
If they win, they win. But if I win, I win.
Right. Exactly.
And they're learning a lesson that you don't always win.
Would you point it out to me?
Well, yes, I would point it out to you because
it's real life, man. Yeah. It's real life. Guess what? I can't just skip a space here at work.
It's Trouble. It's a game.
Well, it is.
He's 6 years old.
He's never going to learn that, you know, maybe things just need to be done the right way, or maybe you need to try harder.
Listen, I'll be honest.
You need to play fair.
I was just happy to get the game over with.
Well, I get that.
Yeah, you win. Wrap it up. Let's eat.
Monopoly over. Here, all the money. No, I don't think you just let your kids win or bend the... I mean, now listen, I'll bend the rules to my liking. I will do that.
Well, that's different. If it's going to mean I win, well, then that's a whole other story.
But no, and especially at that early age, I think you kind of have to tell them, listen, because also he's learning to count.
Yeah.
He's, you know, all of that stuff, and I think you got to let them... No, I don't think you just let them win.
Who else agrees with Carla that you can't let them win just for the sake of winning? You got... Or John, for that.
John and I are both boobs. We think that.
Or how many people agree with me? You just say, you know what? Good, you won. What's the big deal? Move on.
Well, yeah, but then at what age? What age do you start? You know, because then at like 11, you're going to go, hey, you skipped a space. No, I didn't.
I've always played this way. I always skipped that space, and it was always okay. It's in the rules.
Exactly. And then they become that brat, and then they're, you know, hurting the cat.
Well, first of all, my grandson would not become that brat.
No, exactly. No, not my kid.
702-739-9636 KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. What do you think? Do you let them win or do you just hold on? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. No.
Talk and text.
Buddy.
We'd love to hear from you this morning. Last hour, I explained to everybody, and maybe some parents or even grandparents can relate to this. We, you know, our grandson, 6 years old.
Yeah.
We're playing a game of Trouble.
Right.
And I noticed that he had skipped a move, but eventually he won.
Yeah.
Well, and he goes, yeah, I win. I said, okay, mm-hmm. game over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I told my wife, I said, you know, he really didn't win because he skipped a space.
Uh-huh.
Then why didn't you say something? I said, he's six. Who cares?
Yeah.
She goes, but that's not how you teach kids to play.
It's not, Mike. It's not.
So people are texting in.
Yeah. Morgan said, good morning. I'm sorry, but Mike, I have to agree with Carla and John. You don't just let them win. They need to learn how to lose as well.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they turn into whiny crybabies.
Oh.
Tommy says, play to win. Do you like people letting you win, Mike? Plus, they know when you're letting them win eventually.
They do?
Yeah. Well, I guess so.
Oh.
I guess so. Karen says, when we were growing up, I made sure when we played games, everything was fair. But my grandkids, they can win every time.
Right.
See?
It might be different for grandparents than it is parents.
Sure.
Or even cousins for that matter.
Sure, could be.
All right, Mike's on the phone. Mike, what do you do?
Well, you know, it depends on the game is my perspective. If it's a game of pure strategy like chess, Axis and Allies, or Risk, well, not so much Risk, so there's a lot of chance involved in that. You know, go easy on the little guy. But if it's a game of pure chance, man, you let him have it if you're winning, okay? Because he needs to learn that he can lose.
I feel differently in, like, some sports things like that, but...
Oh, sure, sports, too. You know what I mean? Say basketball. Okay, come on. You're obviously an entire six-year-old, taller than the six-year-old. You got to take it a little bit.
Now, I am not.
Yeah, I'm dunking on my six-year-old.
Right, you know what? I am beating the six-year-old.
Have a good day, buddy. Good stuff. Kevin, what do you do?
I think you beat the kids. not beat them, wrong choice.
Right.
No, yeah.
You teach them that, hey, I'm sorry, you're not always going to win in your you know, in things that you do.
Now, yeah, if
they're 4 or 5 and they don't know how to count, you know, you don't stomp them into the ground then.
Right.
Right.
You help them out, this, that, and the other. But my daughter, who's 15 now, even when we play games now, and even back when she was younger, if she beats me, then congratulations, that she beats me. But if I beat her, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's like, yeah, okay, you're not always going to win, and when we play, it's like, in your face.
Oh, booyah.
You know, yeah, it's like the finger comes out, it's in your face, you lose.
Man.
You want to try harder, we'll play.
All right, but keep in mind, we're talking about a 6-year-old grandson, yeah, and being the papa, I get to pick my battles.
Okay, well, consider this.
All right.
Rebecca says, my little cousin, significantly younger than the rest of his family, because of it, his parents would let him win. They would change the rules so he could win. Well, caused a huge problem at school. He'd get into fights because he and another kid would have different rules for the same game. She says, just at least teach them the rules to avoid problems in the future. I mean, I could see where that would be a problem, thinking that this is the way we play.
Never even thought about that.
See?
All right. Well, see. Okay. Stand corrected.
Live and learn, Mike. Learn. Don't always win.
Carla has another take on some entertainment news. We'll do that after Kansas. KKLZ.
Carry on my wayward
son. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Backstreet Boys doing their residency right here in Las Vegas. AJ McLean says he's had a relapse of his alcoholism in the past year. He says it's no secret, that's for sure. He said it is a disease, and it's a daily struggle to get through it. So good for him. He's doing okay. Of course, he's you know, back in the saddle.
Yeah.
It will be constant for him. Justin Bieber. Oh, boy, I hope he can handle this, people. Taking a break from music, Mike. Wants to figure out what he wants to do next, the Biebs.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He said, you know what, maybe my purpose right now, it's not music. Maybe there are other things I should be doing. Well, I totally agree with. Exactly. Exactly. As my initial response.
What is it?
Fine. Fine, JB. Good for you.
Come back when you come back.
Please do.
When you're
go
ready.
Do your other things. Please. Go do them now. Shut up. What? I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
Exactly. And Mike, Billy Idol. Officially a U.S. citizen.
What?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. He joined a naturalization ceremony just this yesterday, holding the American flag. He posted a picture and a little blurb on Twitter. He said it's a nice day for a naturalization ceremony.
I was going to say, maybe even a white wedding. Who knows?
He is not. Wow. Billy Idol.
Good for him.
A U.S. citizen. That is very good. I have a friend whose wife actually just became a U.S. citizen from Canada and went through the whole thing and said it's really so cool. And then when you walk out, they have everybody there from, like, Social Security. They have the DMV. They have everybody there. So I'm thinking I'd like to become a citizen so I can just consolidate everything. I might buy a new car. If they're all waiting out there, I'd just like that. Congratulations, silly Billy Idol.
Come on, pizza party.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Billy? Sorry.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
One more call about the grandson letting the grandson win. He's only 6.
Yeah.
Now, you say you shouldn't do that. Well, and a lot of people have agreed with you.
Yeah.
But we have Jill on the phone. And Jill is a kindergarten teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Jill, what do you think? Jill?
I would just like to say that we play games a lot, and I mean, I don't let them win.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes, like, if it's trouble, if there's a move I can make where you send them home, and a move I can make where I can't, then I'll take that move. But I think it's more important to teach them how to win and lose graciously.
Yes,
than
smart.
To let somebody always win or not win. And for the most part, I mean, I have 20 children in my class, and for the most part, none of them really have a problem with the losing part of the game, and most of them are happy with when their friends win.
Do you still do crisscross applesauce?
Teacher is the boss. Yes, I do.
Have a good day.
You're awesome. Thank you.
And go Knights go.
Yes, go Knights go.
Go Knights go.
Boy, if you can't take the advice of a kindergarten teacher, who do you listen to, I guess?
Okay, one, she two, brings three, up
a, yes. That's too funny. Rod Stewart tickets, we have those up for grabs, being Thursday Thespian Musical Theater. We'll do that soon. We have these Rod Stewart tickets to give away. He's over at Caesar's Palace. Another residency for Hot Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Do we still call him that?
I don't know. We can.
How old is he?
Like 70.
Oh, classic Rod.
Four, so, okay. Yes,
classic
that's
Rod.
Right.
More of an antique
yes.
Rod.
Yes, that's
doing
right.
The hits.
Vintage. Yeah.
It's simply
yeah.
Called the hits. And if you've ever seen him, he puts on an awesome concert. So we have these tickets to give away. It's another segment of
Thespian
Musical Theater. Well, who's that knocking on my door?
It's got to be a quarter to four.
Is it you again? Are you coming around for more?
Well, you can love me tonight if you want.
But in the morning, you better make sure you're gone.
I'm talking to you.
Ow. All right, there you go.
Hello.
You were definitely projecting to the back of the house on that one.
Yes, I was.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's because
right.
I'm a thespian. That's why.
And Italian. Too,
yes,
so
exactly.
You don't know that by now. Just tell us what Rod Stewart song those lyrics are from. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather, then start dialing it up. The phone lines are on hold right now at 702-739-9636. Here it is one more time. Well, who's that knocking on my door?
It's got to be a quarter to four. Well, you can love me tonight if you want.
But in the morning, you better make sure you're gone.
I'm talking to you.
All the dogs in the neighborhood. All right. Rod Stewart tickets up for grabs. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Rod Stewart. Another segment of
Thespian
Musical Theater. Well, who's that knocking on my door?
It's got to be a quarter to four.
Well,
you can love me tonight if you want.
But in the morning, you better make sure you're gone.
I'm talking to you!
Well done. All you have to do is tell us what song those lyrics are from. We got Glenn on the phone. Glenn, can you do it?
I think that's Hot Legs.
You got it, Glenn. That is it.
Nice job.
I'm talking to you.
Clearly.
And I'm talking right back to you.
You got the tickets, Rod Stewart, Caesar's Palace over at the Coliseum. This is for his run in later this month. And, of course, over the holiday weekend and one date in December. They're from the Kellair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. And, Glenn, as always, thank you very much for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And let's hear your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go. Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Mm-hmm.
When I read this, it made me feel icky, but new study found the number of, quote, romantic partners you've had is probably right around the same number that your mom had.
Oh, geez. Oh, great.
Researchers say it's probably because our mothers pass on relationship skills to us.
Yeah.
So, think about that, Carla.
Great.
I know your mom was out there.
Everybody see the movie The Banger Sisters? Well, oh, gosh.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
Drunk driver in New Jersey got into an accident on Sunday. Thank God everybody's okay, but he told the cops he drank too much because the New York Jets suck.
Well, sure. He's right.
He was arrested, and he was hit with a bunch of charges, but you got to sympathize with the guy.
Oh, man.
Just can't get behind the wheel.
If I were a cop, I probably would have fallen for that one.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Get out of here. Hey, a teenager in China broke a world record by solving three, count them, three Rubik's Cubes at the same time.
Wow.
Two, one in each hand, and then the third one with his feet in 1 minute, 36 seconds. Maybe next time he'll break a record by talking to a girl. Get a date, kid. Oh, my
Look
God.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that pretty hot?
Wow, and with his feet. Huh?
It's either this or I know lines from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, what'll work for you. It'll work for Aaron Rodgers. And Mike, out of Florida, once again.
Oh, boy.
Police have identified a man who broke into a restaurant before stripping naked and playing the bongos in the restaurant.
Sometimes you got to gig where you have to gig, you know?
Man.
I mean,
oh, wow. Yeah. Well, surveillance video showed him breaking in, and then he left after naked with bongos. It was a noodle house.
Really?
Yeah, and everybody knows you don't eat noodles naked. I mean, that's just whatever.
Well, thank God it was closed. Nobody was in the noodle house.
Or... And oddly enough, they said, you know what, just let him go. We're not going to even press charges.
Oh.
I'm sure they don't want to see him in a lineup. All right, wait, take the bongos away. No, wait, no, put the bongos back. Put the bongos back. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Wendy Rush, I hope you are listening. A good story came out of some of the bad in Paradise, California. Alan Pierce is his name. He's a nurse in Paradise, California. He and his colleagues used his truck to move intensive care patients to safety during that fire. And I mean, he had to drive through a lot of those hot spots, so much so that most of his Toyota Tundra truck melted.
Wow.
A bunch of it just melted up the plastic. It was in pretty bad shape. Well, Toyota found out. They offered him a brand new truck because of what he did. They're giving him a brand new truck because of all that. He helped quite a few people get to safety. And, and his truck is pretty much done now. So I just thought I'd mention, you know, something good coming out of it on both ends with him helping out so many people, him and his colleagues, and Toyota taking care of him with that. That's really cool.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it, so submit it through our website on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:37 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Clark County Credit Union, which they have those auto rates as low as 2.49%. Visit OpenCCCU.com for all the details. Don't forget, anything you missed on this morning's show, catch up, keep up. Download a podcast of the condensed version of this morning's show. You can do that, plus interviews, showbiz news, all that right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. By the way, talking about Wendy Rush, she's coming in next. Keep you company throughout the workday. Got those Billy Idol tickets. Congrats to Billy Idol.
Yes, now a U.S. citizen as of yesterday.
She'll have those tickets to give away at about 11:40. Don't forget, tonight after work, 5 to 7,
Woo!
It's our fifth annual Jingle Bell Rock kickoff party. Shady Grove Lounge, Silverton Casino Hotel. Ladies, you drink free. We have free appetizers, Tito's Handmade Vodka, serving up your first libation on the house. And plus, we're giving away five $100 gift cards from Aaron Layla Jewelers.
Right on.
You can see the rock, pick the rock up, take a picture with the rock. We're talking, of course, about the Jingle Bell Rock. It's going to be there, so looking forward to seeing a lot of people tonight.
Right on.
At the Silverton. Otherwise, you do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other as you go out throughout your workday. And we will talk to you as we wrap up the work week tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
Listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today. KKLZ.